Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Raymond Hebert, who is the president and CEO of the Community Foundation of Acadiana, and Aaron Winder, who is their communications and development director, here to talk about the third annual Leaders in Philanthropy Awards luncheon that will be held on November 15th. And before we talk about the luncheon, which many people look forward to now. You've really developed this wonderful event. You invite great speakers. But before we talk about the details of the luncheon, I'd like to talk about the Community Foundation. It just seems to be getting better and better each year. And a lot of that has to do with your mission and the very unique way that this particular foundation has been created. So maybe we can start off talking about the mission of the foundation.
Sure. Well, thank you, Judith, for having us again. We appreciate the opportunity. Always a pleasure to be here. Community Foundation of Acadiana was founded in 2000. Our core purpose is to connect all generous people to the causes they care about. That core purpose has a lot built into it. It alludes to the idea that we're going to be creative and entrepreneurial, and we deal with donors of different means that have various ideas and dreams that they want to see fulfilled charitably and philanthropically, immediately and long term. And so it's never a mundane operation. We deal with different various donors and different ideals and dreams.
Well, and it was interesting as we were listening to the final credits of NPR, maybe you noticed it as well, the number of foundations they mentioned that support that program, both family foundations, couples, individuals. When you hear individual acknowledgments like that, people are assuming that you're dealing with those foundations, individual foundations that have millions of dollars. But there's an aggregate at a community foundation that helps those of us who are not millionaires, I guess, to be able to do good things like the people we hear about supporting programs.
Correct. And if any of our donors are listening, you could actually underwrite any of the programs at KRVS your fund and get acknowledged as well locally. So, yes, you make a very good point. In our case, fund balances are never public, not even to our board of directors. We have funds ranging in size from a few hundred dollars to several large funds. And donors like to distribute grants from those funds, sometimes very publicly, and by contrast, sometimes extremely anonymously. Mm. But we try to invite everybody to the table. Everybody can participate at any level they so choose.
And one of the nice things about a community foundation is that you don't have to maintain all of the overhead that a foundation like one of the ones we were listening to generally has its own board, and there's a lot that goes into maintaining that. But there are people who want to be charitable who may not have the sources or means to do that.
That's right. And we've actually realized several private foundations that have dissolved themselves and created funds at the community foundation because at the end of the day, they can do what they want to do with a lot less expense and, more importantly, a lot less headache. Mm-hmm. And they can do it, again, as publicly or anonymously as they so choose, and we can customize a fit to give it as much autonomy as they want as well.
Right. And I would imagine that in addition to just having this wonderful structure that does allow more people to be involved, that I have often heard, and I've experienced it myself, that this community is a very giving community. They want to help. They're personally very generous. And you're helping that generous, that natural generous inclination here.
Absolutely. And we're very proud of that. Mm-hmm. It's we didn't invent philanthropy, obviously, but what we have is a vehicle that can actually make it, in some cases, easier for people to benefit their end beneficiary immediately and long term. And so it's a very different, unique, creative, and we like to say entrepreneurial way to give.
Mm-hmm. Now, Aaron, you are the Communications and Development Director for the Community Foundation. How long have you been with them?
3 years now.
3 years. What's your experience been? What's been the most wonderful, surprising thing about working with the organization?
It's incredibly rewarding just to see people come in with ideas about their philanthropy and their charitable giving and being able to watch our team bring that to fruition for them and help them achieve their philanthropic goals.
Mm-hmm. And do you find that you have to go out and beat the bushes to get people to come in, or are it just there's just this natural desire to help and you're just helping to facilitate that?
I think that there's a lot of activity there. There's mm-hmm. a lot of folks who have those ideas. And mm-hmm. I think Raymond does a great job of just finding those people, you know, and helping them to realize, you know, sometimes they come in with one idea and a conversation with him, they realize that there's even more opportunities than they thought. And he kind of helps them find that niche, exactly what they want to do.
Right. And I guess that fulfills the role of, it's in a way, it's a kind of like an artist. You're almost an artist. You know, artists give words and images to things that we feel but aren't able to express ourselves. And you're allowing this space, this forum, this means for people who have these impulses and ideas but wouldn't be able to do it on their own.
Absolutely. And to be fair to them, they figure it out. It just sometimes takes time for them to figure out what they want to do and how they want to do it.
Right. I didn't mean so much that they were helpless, but
right.
but this is a vehicle.
Absolutely.
And it is an incredibly valuable vehicle.
Absolutely.
To our community. One of the things you do to recognize this generosity in our community and these great ideas, this entrepreneurial, philanthropic spirit that you find here, is this luncheon that you've had. It's the third annual, and you honor people from different parishes in the area that you cover. What are those parishes? How many parishes do you service?
We're not really limited geographically. Okay. Mm-hmm. However, our primary service area includes the parishes of Acadia, Evangeline, Iberia, Lafayette, St. Landry, St. Mary, St. Martin, and Vermilion. And we're excited about our event on November 15th. It is our third annual, and it continues to grow in attendance and in interest. We have a fabulous guest speaker coming, and we're anxious to recognize eight folks from eight different parishes this November.
Well, let's talk about that guest speaker. And again, I've heard a lot of people very excited every year about your luncheon because you choose those guest speakers so carefully, and they're so inspiring. Tell us about this year's speaker.
Well, this year's speaker is Roy Spence. He is the co-founder of GSD&M, which is a marketing and advertising firm in Austin, Texas. And he is also the co-founder of the Purpose Institute. He has a book that talks about helping organizations find their purposes. And we do select our speakers quite carefully. You know, we always want to look for someone who is very positive and energetic and can speak to philanthropy as well. And so we're very excited to have him come and speak to the audience. He is very outgoing. You know, he speaks without notes, without PowerPoint presentations, just one-on-one to the audience.
Mm-hmm. And more specifically, in addition to just philanthropy, it sounds like he's aligned too with your mission about entrepreneurial philanthropy and really finding those ideas in that very specific way that your organization or you as an individual can help.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. We live in an area that's very wealthy in several aspects. We're a wildcatter mentality down here. We're not afraid to take some risk and make something happen. I would submit that folks are no different as far as their philanthropy is concerned. They're not afraid to be creative and think out of the box. And so what we try to do with this luncheon or with our speakers is to marry philanthropy and entrepreneurialism.
Well, he sounds like the perfect speaker for that. I know people are going to want, as they're listening to us talk about the luncheon, know how they can get tickets. So if they're starting to think about that, can you just guide
Certainly.
Them?
Mm-hmm. Certainly. Tickets are $50 each. We also have tables of eight for $4.95. And tickets are open to the public, and they can purchase them by contacting me at the foundation. And my number is 769-4842.
Well, I think just on the strength of the speaker, there are going to be people who want to purchase those tickets. But the focus of the luncheon, of course, are the people who are getting these awards in philanthropy, and you've chosen them from the different parishes. It must be so much fun choosing these people. How do you go about that?
It is, and in fact, we don't actually choose them. They're nominated. We have our stakeholders nominate folks, and our past directors meet annually to cull through the nominations and make selections. Those selections are then submitted to our current board of directors for approval. And it is always an exciting list of folks with a varied list of backgrounds and projects and what have you. This year, interestingly, we have a mother and daughter team that have been nominated and will be honored from two different parishes. Jane Biard is instrumental in establishing the Acadian Memorial over in St. Martinville. Her daughter, Susie Biard Lemoyne, is instrumental in the Evangeline Project and several other goings-on in Ville Platte and Evangeline Parish. And interestingly, they were both nominated independent of one another, and this is an interesting year for that family, obviously.
Well, and sounds like something that was cultivated in that family, giving to your
Absolutely.
Community and being creative
Right.
and finding places where your talents could
Right.
create something.
And it's not all about money. I want to be clear. In some cases, some of our nominees and awardees are very generous with their resources, but our award is not about money per se. It is about the good that folks are doing in their own communities to make Acadiana a better place to live.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have a measuring stick like a dollar stick.
And we
say,
do not.
Hey,
we do not. On purpose.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about some of the other projects that are being recognized this year. Let's start off with Lafayette Parish, perhaps.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So are you talking about the awardees?
The awards. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Erin? Well, for Lafayette Parish, we are recognizing Bo and Jerry Ramsey. And would you like us to start from the...
However you would like to,
sure.
to let us know more about them. And again, I want to tell people who may just be tuning in that my guests are Raymond Hebert, who is CEO of the Community Foundation of Acadiana, and Erin Winder, who's the Communications and Development Director for the Foundation. They are here talking about their annual Leaders in Philanthropy Awards Luncheon. And we have a great keynote speaker that they've been talking about. And also there are winners, people who will be awarded and recognized from the different parishes for their projects and for their philanthropy. And we can talk about them however you would like to.
Yeah, let us just name who they are, if that's
right.
okay with
yes.
you. So in Lafayette Parish, Bo and Jerry Ramsey are going to be recognized. Vermilion Parish, it's Jim and Charlotte Doyle. St. Landry Parish, it's Keith and Ginger Myers. In St. Mary Parish, it's Dr. Thomas and Glenna Kramer. Acadia Parish, it's Raymond and Kitty Henskins. Again, in Evangeline Parish, Susie Biard Lemoyne. In Iberia Parish, it's Jerry and Harriet Shea. And in St. Martin Parish, it's Pat Russweber and Janie Biard, both of which were instrumental in establishing the Acadian Memorial Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to be fair to these folks, they're not real interested in this kind of recognition. It's part of the reason we want to recognize them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not seeking this kind of recognition, and several of their goings-on are not public, and they're not going to be public.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to honor them, and we're grateful to them for allowing us the opportunity to honor them, because the work that they do on a grassroots level frequently improves communities throughout Acadiana, and it makes this area a much better place to live.
Absolutely. Well, although I know I heard you talking about some great projects, and maybe without actually
sure.
associating them with any
sure.
one person, if you could tell us a couple of things that you're particularly happy
yeah.
about that have come about in the past year.
Yeah. So the first thing that comes to our mind, folks are excited about the Horse Farm Project. Lafayette Central Park is a new nonprofit independent entity that was created by the foundation. And they are a fabulous group of folks, again, independent of the foundation, but they're working hard to get public input, which actually starts in a couple of weeks with public forums, to develop and convert this 100 acres of fabulous and beautiful property in the middle of Lafayette into a public space that we can all enjoy. It is a game changer, in my opinion, for Lafayette. It's one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, and we're grateful to Joey Durrell for his vision in making this happen.
And Elizabeth Brooks is going to be coming in our studios in another week to talk about those forums and tell people how they can get involved with those.
Yeah, Elizabeth Brooks and David Calhoun are doing a fabulous job. I think they make a very good team. They complement each other and bring a lot of gifts and talents to the table. So folks can be assured that Lafayette Central Park is doing the best job they can, and they're doing it in a very good and fair way.
Well, and the fact that you mention your part in that, that is a really integral part of improving Lafayette and making sure that people are able to help. You know, sometimes if you just leave it to a group of people, we can't really figure out how we're going to use the money, how things are going to be structured. It seems like the Community Foundation of Acadiana has filled that need several times in the past few years.
We have. We do three big things, essentially. First, we're a steward of charitable assets. So folks will come to us and set up named funds that they direct. Second, we provide services, unique kinds of services to companies or local government or state government or what have you, where there's just a need for another tool, if you will. And finally, we do these civic leadership projects, and frequently we are considered as an honest broker. Just need a neutral, honest broker to help complete a particular project or a structure of a project. So yes, we do fill that void, and we're very proud of it, actually. And we get called to the table quite a bit to consider participating in different projects.
Well, that's a great tribute to all of you at the Community Foundation, because I've been in situations where these situations have been discussed, and as soon as someone says, oh, well, and you know, the Community Foundation is helping with that, it's like this sigh of relief comes over everyone, and everyone nods, and they have a lot of trust in
that's
what you
nice
all
to
do
hear. Thank
and
you.
A lot of faith in your I guess they know that you believe in the community and that you believe strongly in ensuring that the quality of life improves for everyone.
Well, so, we appreciate that. Yeah. We have a fabulous staff, including Aaron here, that work diligently. We have a terrific board of directors and volunteers that are committed to the mission of the foundation. So we're grateful.
Mm. Again, we are talking about the Community Foundation of Acadiana. If you'd like to find out more, they do have a website, or you could attend the luncheon, which will be on November 15th, and definitely learn more about the mission and the purpose of community foundations and philanthropy. That luncheon will be on the 15th. It will feature a keynote speaker, and also the people that Raymond mentioned will be honored for their work in several parishes in our community. Maybe mention the speaker again, Aaron, and then tell us how we can get tickets.
Sure. The speaker is Roy Spence, who is the co-founder of GSD&M, which is a public relations and marketing firm in Austin, Texas. And he's also the co-founder of the Purpose Institute. And the event is November 15th, which is also National Philanthropy Day. And doors open at 11, and the program is from 11:30 to 1 p.m. And they can purchase tickets by contacting me at the foundation. My number is 769-4842. Tickets are $50 each, or tables of eight are $4.95.
So a great outing for service organizations in our community to band together and get a table or two and attend this luncheon and just participate and find out more about philanthropy in our community. Do you have other means for people to discover what you all do? Do you have workshops? If somebody's listening and they really want to know more about it, how do you encourage them to get involved?
Obviously, we have a website, mm-hmm. cfacadiana.org. But we also encourage folks to give us a call. Mm-hmm. Sometimes folks are hesitant because they think they need to know everything up front, or they think they have to have reasonable amounts of money, and none of that is true. We enjoy sitting down and visiting with folks. It doesn't cost anything but a little time and a cup of coffee and to explore ideas. And it's often fascinating how a seed of an idea can blossom where one person could be thinking of something, but suddenly family members and friends and associates are all now part of what they envision. So we encourage folks to call us 769-4842.
And in addition to their own family members and associates, I can imagine that with your relations all over Louisiana, that if somebody has an idea, you're in such a great position to help facilitate those people meeting and becoming involved in something bigger.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're working with a fabulous group, New News, over in Arnoldville for the Semaine Française. We're working with the City of New Iberia, City Park Improvements, Palmetto Island and Vermilion Parish, a state park where we attracted dollars to open that park. We're about to work with a Fallen Warriors Memorial in Morgan City down in St. Mary Parish. So it's throughout Acadiana, and we enjoy that.
Well, I think our listeners can see why when your name is mentioned, people smile.
They
just do. Those are amazing projects, and it makes people feel good to know that you're getting so many people involved in them. Well, thank you both for taking the time to come by today. Again, my guests, President and CEO of the Community Foundation of Acadiana, Raymond Hebert, and Aaron Winder, who is their Communications and Development Director over there. The Philanthropy Luncheon is on November 15th. You can get tickets by calling Aaron, and you can find out more through their website. Thank you both.
Thank you, Judith.
Thank you.